The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara in the sugi over here in Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph and Amid Beis, discusses the halacha of Me'abra D'Shana, adding an extra month to the year when the Tkufa comes out late. What is the tkufa? So the Gemara said earlier that one of the three reasons that Rama'abra D'Shana we add an extra adar is because of the tkufa. The tkufa is the seasons of the year. And we know that the year is divided into four parts. There are four seasons that are known as the spring, the summer, fall, and winter. And in the Gemara, those are known as four separate tkufas. The spring is called tkufas Nisan, the summer is Tkufas Tammuz, and afterwards is Tkufas, the fall is Tkufas Tishrei, and the winter is Tkufas Teves. And the Torah says, Shomer is Chodesh Aviv Yasisa Pesach, that the Yom Tov of Pesach always needs to fall out during the Chodesh Aviv, during the time of the year which is the springtime, and therefore the Gemara says, we see from there, that the Pesach always needs to fall out during Tkufas Nisan. And the Gemara over here by us adds an extra drasha that says the Chag HaOsif Tkufas Hashana. Chag HaOsif being the Yom Tov of Sukkos. So the Yom Tov of Sukkos always needs to fall out during Tkufas Hashana, which the Gemara over here explains to fall out during Tkufas Tishrei. And based on that, the Gemara says that Cheshbonis is a machlokes in the Gemara, exactly how much of Sukkos has to be during the new Tkufah. Is it the entire Yom Tov, or the entire Chol HaMoed, or only part of Chol HaMoed? And that is the machlokes tanoim in the sugya over here, how much of the Yom Tov of Sukkos needs to fall out during Tkufas Tishrei. So obviously, in order to know whether the year is going to be a leap year, you have to figure out exactly when the Tkufas Tishrei and when Tkufas Nisan will begin. In order to figure out from there, well, we'll know whether we need to add an extra month into the year or not. So the first thing we need to know is exactly how long the Tkufas are. So there's a Gemara in Erevin and Daf Nun Vav Amid Beis that says that over there, Shmuel, Amir Shmuel says in that Gemara over there that every Tkufa consists of 91 days and 7.5 hours. Where does he get this number from? Because since we said before that the year has four tkufas, has four seasons, and the year that we're discussing over here is obviously the solar year, is the year of the sun, the amount of time it takes for the earth to go completely around the sun to make one complete orbit. Because the seasons are obviously dependent upon the sun, the seasons are not dependent upon the moon. So since the length of the year is 365 days and 6 hours, so when you divide 365 days and 6 hours by four into four equal parts, we end up with each part will be 91 days and 7.5 hours. And this is what is known as the Tkufas Shmuel. The Rambam brings it down as in the name of Shmuel. This is the Gemara, and therefore, based on that, we make a cheshbon and we can figure out exactly that every 91 days and 7.5 hours, a new tkufa begins. And depending on when the time the previous kufa was, we just have to calculate 91 days and 7.5 hours. And after that, we know when the tkufa will start. And based upon that, we'll know when the tkufas nisan is, when tkufas tishrei is, and that we'll be able to discover whether we need to add an extra month and make a leap year or not. The Rambam in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, Perek Yud Halacha Aleph, says that although, as we mentioned before, the Gemara says that the length of the Tkufa is 91 days and 7.5 hours, the Rambam says that, technically speaking, this cheshbon, this calculation, is not completely accurate. There is a more precise calculation for the Tkufa, and he says over there that the more exact length of the Tkufa is not 91 days and 7.5 hours, but he says it's 91 days, 7 hours, 519 chalokim, and 31 regoim. What does that mean? That means that the Gemara and the Rishonim, instead of dividing an hour into 60 minutes, as we do, they divide the hour into a larger number. They divide the hour into 1,080 parts. Each part is called a chelik. And when we divide an hour into chalakim, so the Rambam says that if we take 519 of these chalakim, that will be the amount of time that we have in between each kuf. Now, just that to, in order to contrast the time period with the time period of this tkufa with the first tkufa, we said that according to Shmuel that the Gemara says that a tkufa is 91 days and 7.5 hours. So since an hour has 1,080 chalakim, so half of 1,080 chalakim, so he said 7.5 hours will be half of that. Half of 1,080 chalakim is 540 chalakim. So the amount of time that this tkufa that the Rambam says is slightly smaller than the tkufa, because instead of being 540 chalakim, he says it's 519 chalakim, plus there's a smaller amount that we divide each chalak into a smaller period of time that's called a rega. Each chalak has 76 regalim, so there's an extra 31 regalim. But instead of being 540 chalakim, this tkufa, the Rambam says, the more precise time for the tkufa is 519 chalakim. And the reason why we say that there is a more precise measurement for the chalakim, like we said before, how do we figure out how long every tkufa is? So we said that the length of the year is 365 days plus 6 hours. So when we divide that number of 365 days and 6 hours by 4, that's what we got 91 days and 7.5 hours. That was the calculation. However, the Rambam says that the exact length of the year, of the solar year, is not exactly 365 days and 6 complete hours. It's slightly less. Slightly less than 6 hours. And in fact, when you think about it, the modern calendar also assumes that the length of the solar year is not exactly 365 days and 6 hours. In fact, it's slightly less, because we know that the solar calendar has 365 days. Well, what about the extra 6 hours? Every year is 365 days. What do you do with the extra 6 hours? So 6 hours, every 4 years, the 6 hours add up to a 24-hour period. 6 times 4 is 24. That means every 4 years is a leap year. And that's what we have, the solar calendar. We say every 4 years is a leap year, because those 6 hours add up to an extra day every 4 years. However, according to the calendar system, the solar calendar that we have today, the civil calendar does not have a leap year on every 100th year, unless that 100th year is divisible by 4, which means to say that although every 4 years is a leap year, so technically speaking, the year 1900 should have been a leap year. However, it was not. So the year 1700, 1800, 1900 was not a leap year. And the year 2100 will not be a leap year. However, the year 2000 was a leap year. Why do we take away some of these days? And why don't we say that according to our calculation, extra six hours every single year, so every 4 years should be a leap year, and we shouldn't skip any years? The answer is that there really are not 6 full complete hours every year. A complete year is not 365 days and 6 hours. It's slightly less. Since it's slightly less, if you would have a leap year every 4 years without fail, eventually we would be too far ahead, because really it's not exactly 6 hours. It's slightly less. So therefore, they discovered that based on the amount of time that it's less than 6 hours, it makes sense that over the course of 400 years, we should leave out 4 days. So in fact, so this is already mentioned in the Rambam. The Rambam says that this is the cheshvan of the year, that the year is not exactly 365 days and 6 hours. Really, it's slightly less. And since it's slightly less, so therefore, every tkufa comes out less. And in fact, the Rishonim call this the tkufa of Rav Ado, as opposed to the tkufa of Shmuel, because the Gemara in Erevin that we mentioned before is over there, the statement on the Gemara of the length of the tkufa was said by Shmuel, so that's called the tkufa of Shmuel. And the Rishonim say that this more precise tkufa is known as the tkufa of Rav Ada. It's not 100% clear exactly where this statement was mentioned by the Amira Rav Ada, but in any event, this is the name, the official name that's given for this tkufa. So now, based on this fact that the Rambam says that at least the Rambam knew, and the Mefarshim say that even in the times of Rome, it was known by Rav Ado, that the precise time of the Tkufa is really slightly less than 91 days and 7.5 hours. So why is it that Shmuel said that the Tkufa is 91 days and 7.5 hours? And in fact, the Cheshbonos that we, whenever we need to use the Tkufa, it would seem that we should use the more precise Tkufa, not the less precise Tkufa. We should not use the Tkufa of Shmuel. Instead, we should use the Tkufa of Rav Ado. So in fact, the Rambam does say, over there in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh Perek Yud Halacha Vav, that when we want to figure out whether there should be a leap year or not, and as in the case of Ar Gemara, when we're trying to figure out when the Tkufa is in order to determine whether the year needs to be a leap year, so the Rambam says we in fact use the more precise Tkufa, and we do not use the more imprecise, the Tkufa of Shmuel. So that's what the Rambam says. However, the Rambam's opinion is not accepted by everyone. Rashi over here seems to say that the Tkufa that we use over here is the Tkufa of Shmuel, and the Yad Ramah over here in Ar Gemara is Meirich, and he says explicitly that the Tkufa that we use in order to figure out the times for Iber Hashanah to add extra leap year, we specifically do not use the more precise Tkufa, and instead we use the Tkufa of Shmuel, which is 91 days and 7.5 hours. Now the question becomes why? Why do we use the less precise Tkufa? It would make more sense for us to really use the more precise Tkufa. So in fact, this question was already asked by one of the Rishonim. It's asked by the Tashbetz. In his Sefer Tshuvas, in the Tshuvas Tashbetz, the Chelik Al Sim Kufches, and he mentions, he says that you should know, Daki Tkufas Rav Ado Hi Yosef Kroivel HaEmes, you should know that the Tkufa of Shmuel is not so precise. So he also makes this comment that even though the Tkufa that we use in the Gemara is the Tkufa of Shmuel, but there is a more precise Tkufa. So then he asks the question, so why do we use the less precise Tkufa? We should really use the more precise Tkufa. And he says, it can't be that Shmuel in the Gemara, who said this Zman, who said that the Tkufa is 91 days and 7.5 hours, didn't know, and he wasn't so medactic, and he wasn't able to figure out that the Tkufa is more precise. It's not possible, he says, because the Gemara says in a number of places that Shmuel was considered an expert on the calculations for Kiddush HaChodesh. The Gemara says that Shmuel said, "Nehirunli shvili the Shmaya kishvili the Nardoi," that the pathways in the heaven were as clear to Shmuel as the streets of his hometown, the hometown of Nardo. So it's very unlikely, says the Tashbetz, to say that Shmuel was not aware of something which the Tashbetz himself says that it's very, very clear, and it's not so difficult to understand that really the solar year is slightly less than 365 days and 6 hours. So therefore, he says, the Tashbetz, we cannot say that Shmuel didn't know this. So what's the pshat? Why did Shmuel say, why did he give an imprecise time for the Tkufa? So he says precisely because the Tkufa, the more precise Tkufa, is very precise, and in order to make a calculation and figure out when the leap year will be, you calculated the Tkufa, and in order to calculate the extra halakim and the extra regoim, it gets very technical and becomes more difficult to calculate. Therefore, Shmuel said that it's much better to use the less precise Tkufa. That way, it will be much easier for people to figure it out, and therefore there will be less mistakes. He says, "Urosh Tkufas Rav Ado Tzricha Diktuk Halakim V'Ragoim." It's very complicated. Uvnei Adam Shein V'Kiyim B'Cheshbon Hayitoyim B'Zeh. People who are not bucky, people who are not well versed in making calculations, especially in those times where they didn't have computers and calculators to make these cheshbonos, to make these calculations, so it'll be more likely for them to make a mistake. Therefore, he says, Shmuel deliberately used a calculation which is very easy to make. There's 91 days and 7.5 hours, and 7.5 hours is very easy to calculate. That there's really 91 days is 13 weeks exactly. So basically, you know that whatever day the previous Tkufa was, you know that the next Tkufa will always be the same day of the week, and it will only be 7.5 hours later in the day. Therefore, the Tashbetz says that even though the tkufa of Shmuel is less accurate and less precise. Nevertheless, Shmuel deliberately decided to use it because this will be easier for people to understand and easier for people to calculate. Now, if you go with the Tashbetz, it would seem that, technically speaking, there is no real tkufa. The length of the tkufa of 91 days and 7.5 hours is not, that really doesn't have any validity in halacha. True, we'll figure it out, because then we'll say that we'll be able to figure, it'll be much easier if we use this number to figure out the zman of the tkufa, whether we have to add a leap year or not. But halachically, there really is no validity of a 91 days and 7.5 hour tkufa, which would still have a slight problem. What happens when it doesn't work out? What happens when, because of the extra chalakim and the extra time that I'm adding, it turns out that really you shouldn't need to add a leap year, and we're adding a leap year anyways. So for that, we have a statement that's made by the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish writes in Arachaim Simen Kuf Lamed Ches, at the end of Sifkot and Dalet, he says that although it's true that the Tkufa Shmuel is not so precise, he says you should know that the concept of the Tkuf of Shmuel, that means the length of the Tkuf of Shmuel, is Mechlal HaTorah. It has a status as part of Torah, and it's considered halachically binding and halachically valid. That means we have a Mesorah, we have Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, that we are allowed to use the Tkuf of Shmuel. We are allowed to use the imprecise Tkuf, and to base our halachis on this tkufa is 100% valid in halacha, which is basically goes to a more fundamental issue that the Tashbetz himself discusses in a different tshuva, which is how mathematically precise do we have to calculate in order to paskin halacha. Does the halacha have to take into account? Do we have to be as precise as we possibly can, or is it acceptable in halacha to round off to certain decimal places, or to sometimes use calculations that are not completely precise? In fact, he has arichos over there. He has that we find certain gemaras in certain places where Chazal used measurements that were not completely precise. They were slightly incorrect and imprecise. And he says over there that there are certain cases, and it's very likely that we can say that al pi halacha, a person is not obligated to be as precise as he needs to be. So therefore, we're allowed to be a little slightly imprecise. Really, the Chazon Ish is saying more than that, that we have a Mesorah to deliberately use an imprecise calculation. And that is the Chazon Ish is saying, that we are halachically allowed to use the Tkufa of Shmuel, even though it is not completely correct.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.